On a recent day in New York City, seven women prepare for a theater production. Their show is not for a Broadway stage, however. And the actors are not professional. They are prisoners. They will perform in a gymnasium at Rikers Island Jail. The correctional center sits on an island in the East River. It holds about 10,000 prisoners, most of them with little time left to serve. The performers range from teenaged to midlife. They all look a little nervous, just like any actors might before a live show. But they are ready. These prisoners have trained with the famed Stella Adler Studio. It is one of the most respected acting schools in America. The studio launched the acting program at Rikers in 2014. It hoped to bring some humanity to prison life. Tommy Demenkoff is the studio's outreach director. He says the program is important to the prisoners. They lose a lot of humanity when they come to jail, he says. We are allowed to come in and reinvigorate that humanity. The Stella Adler Prison Program has grown. Today, film and stage professionals train prisoners at 6 Rikers Island centers. They do 8 different programs each week. And several former Rikers inmates now work with the studio on the prison program. The show today is called The Compassion Project. The audience includes about 50 prisoners, correction officials, and invited guests. The crowd shows its support with loud cheers and by stomping on the floor. The Compassion Project combines movement and poetry written by the performers. The poems express the ideas of compassion and understanding between people. Performer Deanna Rett's piece describes her passion to be the best she can be, to love unconditionally, and to let the past be the past. Rett praises what the Stella Adler program has done for her.
It has let me escape to another dimension. It has changed me to be whatever and whoever I want to be, whenever I want to be.
Rett says she would like to work with the Stella Adler Studio when she gets out of prison. She wants to keep writing and improving her writing skills. She says she has hope for the future. The Compassion Project is a hit with the audience. Just as on Broadway, the prisoner actors get a curtain call. Each steps forward to loud cheering from the crowd. Entertainment industry supporters of the Adler program at Rikers include Benicio del Toro, Julianne Moore, and Pauletta Washington. Washington introduced the Compassion Project to the audience. She says the Rikers program is important.
Anybody that can survive this and come out on the other side, just to come out, period, and then to come out with hope, that's somebody we really need in our communities.
I'm Katie Weaver.